another level. And that what you're doing is that
Yeah, I'm lounging. I got my man Donald Byrd on the horn. I want to give a big shout out to my little man Nico. He's 2 years old. He's away visiting his grandma's, but I miss him dearly. Check that out. If I rhyme this, you will find this situation shall advance. You could take a glance or dance. Elevated lyrics to arouse a crowd. Now tell me who's the man to show you how. Many legacies of brothers who get busy. And I do it fluid till the suckers get dizzy. Saying peace to the Blackbirds, 125th Street. And check the flow that's unique for lounging, lounging, lounging. Mellow out and just lounging, lounging, lounging. Mellow out and just lounging. Can't refuse this, never lose this. It's a choice, this, cause my voice is the smoothest. Dominating to your voice, cause I've been around doing work. And so have tons of other jerk. Donald Byrd, word on the track, quite exact. Giving you the format, Jack. See, we gotta pave the way and display how to lounge in. Just lounge in. Mellow out and just lounge in. Lounge in, lounge in, lounge in. Mellow out. I just lounge and
such a whole record market. Today it outsells classical music.
Peace to the pioneers, but I gotta try and clear my throat. Check out what I wrote. You can't tap into this unless you know the roots. Word shoot, like life absolute for real. So now you got to know the deal. For lounging, lounging, just lounging. Mellow out and just lounging. Lounging, lounging. Mellow out, check it out. And lounging, lounging. Lounging, lounging, mellow out, and just lounging, lounging, lounging. East to Brooklyn, where I live, where I live. Realistic, kind of mystic. When I kick this, you should witness the slickness of the horn player and the dope rhyme sayer. Quite emotional and inspirational, philosophical and yes, very logical. Teaching you the method for lounging, lounging. Everybody knows they have times when they want to just lay back, kick their feet up, you know, listen to some good music, and just lounge, lounge. That's right. I said lounge, I said lounge.
Press up instrumental tracks to everything we do, because when rap started with what they did was, which was so ingenious, was to create a whole form of urban style music from just two turntables and two records and a mic.
So, nah, you gonna get to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when she come back, boy, she definitely putting in work. She definitely putting in motherfucking work, cause I mean the same shit she tried to pull on you, you know, by bad mouthing me. That was the same script she was hitting me with her baby daddy and her past boyfriend. they don't, they be abusing me and they don't love me and I was down for them and, you know, just talking all kinds of bullshit about them, right? But like I said, as the days went on, I could see why they left her ass alone. I'm like, oh, this bitch crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
That's like, exactly why. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She goes from person to person. It's like, you don't understand that, you know, niggas know your history. I mean, you don't get the fact that we watching you operate.
Right.
See what I'm saying? And also, your hustle skills are not the greatest.
Right. For real.
Because as you said before, you don't suck all the marrow out the motherfucker's bones.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta leave some there to feed off of.
Right.
You know, with her, it's continuously. And then fuck with another dude in the circle and not expect for that information to be transmitted from one dude to the next.
Exactly.
You know, how can you do that? I mean, not honestly think that we wouldn't communicate. I mean, the shit is in the journal log.
Oh, shit, man. I didn't understand it. Well, the only rational explanation, you know, because me and you both speculating she might be on some sort of foreign substance. And, you know, motherfuckers that do that shit, that they ain't thinking rationally anyway. So, I mean, how you going to want motherfucking just repeated hookups like every 2 days? You know, where's your money going?
Yeah.
Shit.
And I asked myself, and then I did something I should never do. I tried to engage her with logic.
Oh,
that
shit.
Was a mistake.
Mm.
That was a mistake. I said, now, you have to look at it from his perspective. I said, you're always coming back asking for things.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I said, well, this guy don't know. You could be dealing with another cat, but you're not asking that cat to kick in on any of your needs or wants.
Right.
You're just coming to him.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to appreciate how that feels to, you know, just continuously feed off of this motherfucker and then feed to another motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, that's backwards. There's something in that logic. I was always told, you know, you get what you're going to get where you stay at, or you eat where you stay at. Wherever you're being taken care of, that's your first allegiance.
Right.
Whoever said that's your first allegiance. All that other shit is secondary.
Mm.
Whoever's putting it down, that's where your allegiance lies.
Mm.
Where man eats his bread, there is his country.
Okay.
You know, but with her, it was like, she has no allegiances. It's like, okay, you're just obligated. This is just something you have to do because, you know, I need it.
Right.
And it's like, wait a minute, your needs are killing me. You know, you can't come back for another seat every 2 days.
Man.
Shit, you can't come back for another $40 or $20 every 2 days.
Shit.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just don't work like that. And then she has mastered the ability of being able to use the key as the cock block. Just masterful when it comes to that. You know, I can't find no babysitter.
Mm-hmm. Man.
I can't find, you know, and she knows what she's doing.
Hell yeah.
Because she can find a babysitter when she wants to do the shit she want to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
How all of a sudden is daycare closed? You know, on a school day, daycare is closed.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you go into work, the daycare is open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you have to put in work, the daycare is closed. You ain't got nowhere to take.
Yeah, she good for that shit. She's like, damn, just grimy, boy. She got on my last fucking nerve, man. I'm trying to tell you, I'm like, because genuinely, I just wanted to help her out, and it wasn't even about the pussy and no shit like that. And but the more she was trying to hustle a motherfucker, and also we leaving out a vital component of. When she would always get into the ride, she'd be crying and talking about how depressed she is and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
That's another person that we all know and love.
Mm.
that was DCD. DCD was good for that shit.
Oh, man.
You know, get into the ride. And I dug his ass about about that.
Okay.
You know, get into the rabbit hole. Oh, she's so depressed. What? I said, well, wait a minute. I said, well, if you're depressed, let me take you back home.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because, you know, you can't get in here with that. You know, with me. If you're not up to it, then you need to go back. No, I'm okay. I'm okay. No, you're not. No, I'm okay. I'm okay. No, you're not. No, I'm okay. No, you're not. that's another thing. Get in, and that's another little hustle. Get in. Oh, I'm not doing good. I'm not doing well. You know, but you want the score from me.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're doing is you're trying to get out of putting in work.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm? That's what makes a motherfucker want to hustle it. Nah. You finna get bent over. Fuck that. Get bent over. Fuck that. Nah, you're not going to get away that easy. That's not going to happen.
The depression, you know? Scam.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just depressed. Everything is coming down on me at the same time.
For the fellas that don't know, basically a bride to get in your car and act all depressed and shit, you know, in hopes that you won't dare ask her for no pussy because, you know, she depressed. You know, it's just like a bitch saying, I got a headache. Or better yet, the period scam. I'm on my period. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of that shit.
Yeah, DCD was the... she was the queen of that shit.
Wow.
She get in, her face is twisted. What the fuck wrong with you? Oh, I'm just depressed. As soon as she come out that grocery store with them groceries and you drop her ass off and she ain't had to put in no work for it, oh, she's smiling. I'm gonna call you again. See you next time. Gotta go. Bye. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if she thought she had to put in some work for the shit, oh, you know, she's just two steps away from slitting her fucking wrist.
Yeah.
You know, but when it was just some straight hookup shit, oh, she was smiling. You know, bitch was showing 34 teeth.
All of a sudden, she ain't depressed no more, huh?
No, she happy. You know? she happy than a motherfucker, boy. Getting out that car running.
Oh shit, man.
Next time I'll call you later. Bye.
Boy, trying to hustle a motherfucker, man. And that's what make you, you know, not want to fuck with a bitch, man. Shit.
But that's what makes you say, well, fuck that. You gonna do this.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not as though, and we don't want to give the misrepresentation. Well, let's do it this way. Let's be honest. Let's kill this shit.
Okay.
Yes, some of us are benevolent. Yes, we may be altruistic in our motives. But there's not a man that listens to this that's going to tell me that every time he does something for a female, he's being altruistic.
Right.
And if you tell me that's the truth, I'll tell you you're lying to your damn face.
Right.
So don't sit here and try to make it seem as though you're just doing this. You know, at some point, if you're doing it especially for an attractive broad, you know you want to fuck that broad.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to sneak under that radar with that Biz Markie just a friend shit.
Ooh.
You know what you're doing. Don't be disingenuous about it. Tell the truth.
Okay.
You're trying to get some pussy.
Mm.
Now, you can call it whatever you want to call it. Some people say, well, you know, you tricking or you, whatever. You know, every form of altruism has some type of benefit.
Mm.
You don't even have to introduce the sex element. When people give away charity, don't you know they write that shit off on their taxes?
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Why don't they just, you know, give the charity and, you know, just forget the shit?
Shit.
No,
they want something in return.
They want something in return.
Mm-hmm.
So don't make like a motherfucker's criminal for being altruistic and want some pussy in return.
Mm-hmm.
Every person pursues their own self-interest.
Mm.
I don't care who you are. Even if we look at it from a religious standpoint, when people are being good, people that are, you know, inclined towards any type of religious being good on the basis that they're going to inherit a reward in the afterlife.
True.
You see what I'm saying?
Hell,
so don't
yeah.
Sell me this shit about, you know, oh, you just being cool. Oh, you just, nah, fuck, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing.
Oh, shit.
You know? You're not conning God if you believe in him. You know what you're doing.
Exactly.
He knows you're trying to get up there into paradise. He knows your motivation. So why is it so criminal for a motherfucker to do a favor, you know, altruistic, and get pussy in return? I don't see the incongruity in that. I don't see it.
Okay.
I don't see it.
Shit.
So, I don't see it. And there's not a person on this planet that's going to tell me that, you know, sometimes you may be charitable and you may let the shit slide, but to be continuously charitable, you want a return on that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody pursues their self-interest. So I say that to say, because there are some people that say, oh, if you're doing it for the pussy, then you're tricking. Man, please. and I would say, nigga, please.
Oh, shit. Woo!
If you are doing whatever you're doing, whatever you're doing for some type of gratification or reward.
Exactly.
But they'll say, well, that's not tricky because you're not fucking. But it's the same concept, it's the same intent.
You want something in return.
You want something in return.
Shit. That's all that matters.
So, yeah. So, you know, this smoke screen about, look, that's a crock of shit.
Man.
So if you're going to sit here and run this game on me because you're pursuing your self-interest, don't get mad at me for pursuing my self-interest.
Man.
You and I have discussed this before. You remember the guy from the movie. They made a movie about it starring Russell Crowe.
Beautiful Mind?
Beautiful Mind, yep.
Okay.
John Nash, an economist and mathematician, that developed this theory during the Cold War of people pursuing their interests. They call it a game theory. But he has several other basically gangster-type theories. One game he had, it was called Fuck You, Buddy. Mm. Well, the only way to win the game was to be totally ruthless towards your opponent.
Okay.
Trust and compassion was something you could not afford to exhibit in a competition or in a battle or contest of wills.
Okay.
This concept of pursuing your self-interest, they reduced this shit to a mathematical equation to try to find a balance. And the mathematical equation was, okay, what are the losses you would suffer if you did X versus what you would obtain by not doing X? What would you obtain if you just stayed at this basic position? And from that level, they were able to use this type of concept and mentality to keep the United States and Russia from having to deal with the possibility of nuclear war.
Okay.
The point here is what I'm saying is they looked at everybody's competing interests and they were able to balance the competing interests so that people wouldn't kill each other. So if we look at this and we take this as a microcosm in relationships between males and females, males are pursuing their self-interest. Women are pursuing their self-interest.
Mm.
I'm serious. Anybody that says that isn't the case is absolute bullshit. Even if that self-interest is a noble purpose.
Right.
Even if, let's say, you may have a female that says, well, okay, I'm doing this because I want a husband. Well, you're still doing it for some type of reason. Yes, that's a noble reason, but you want something from it. You know, your concept of this, you know, white picket fence and all these children and this suburban life, that's your self-interest you're pursuing.
Mm.
And don't you think they won't lie to a nigga to obtain those ends?
Hell yeah, they will. Shit.
This broad man, what, the one man's wife is the next man's jump off?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know she ain't gonna tell you about all that dirty shit she done done? And she think you gonna provide her with those cars that she looking for?
Mm. Ooh-wee.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, let's get off this shit about, because people make so much of the fact that a person wanting to fuck. They place emphasis on it to where you don't control. In any instance, there's always the concept of pleasure. It may not be sexual.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be sexual, but everybody wants to expand their pleasure and minimize their pain, even though pain is a necessary ingredient for growth. You don't see too many motherfuckers ready to embrace it.
Nah.
you know? So I say that to say all of this. I don't want to digress too far, but I'm saying that to say this. To say that you're contributing or you're doing something for a female in exchange for some type of sexual return, I don't see any problem with that.
See, you know I don't. Shit. It is what it is. Shit.
It is what it is.
Shit.
But then when you're dealing with, like, the Hydra, or you're dealing with DCD, it's like, okay, they know you're supposed to get a return. That's the killing part. They know you're supposed to receive some type of identity and a payoff. But they're trying to delay, you know, that payoff. They're trying to delay that compensation.
Hmm.
To further pursue their own self-interest. So no, that's why you get skeeted on. No, that's why your face gets scribbled on.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because the scales are out of balance. You want to sway things too far into your favor.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
Shit. And just like you said previously, and like a lot of cats who have been to my website, they know that like the more agreeable a female acts, you know, and the more righteous she acts, you know, the more more kickback she gets, and she don't even have to really put in work. You feel me?
Because it's balance. Yes, I'm saying the whole thing is about balance.
Yeah.
People just get hung up in this thing about the fucking.
Right.
But it's really about the balance. It's really about the issue of consideration and respect.
Right.
So, like, there's one, you know, what you call the fuckbot 9000.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She comes over and she does, you know, whatever it is, you know, she does.
Mm-hmm.
And she make you want to, okay, you all right, sweetheart? You all right, boo? You know,
right.
I got you, because there's a level of consideration and respect, and that's really what we're saying
here.
Mm. Ask the shit about the sex. Let's get down to the consideration and the respect.
Let me put it to you this way. She's like one of the few females I actually wire money to, since she's staying in the next city. You know,
yes.
If she can't make it down here, she can't fuck with me, I'll wire that bitch some money, man. Be like, it's okay, stay where you at. I'll hit you with this 75 piece, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? But these other females, like the Hydra, bitch, please, mm-hmm. You coming over here, you gangbanging, bitch.
Yes.
You working for every fucking red cent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm.
Gangbangs, but then you become Mother Teresa when you want to drain my pockets.
Exactly.
No, that's not working.
Yeah.
That's not working.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? That's not working.
Mm.
So, you know, at heart, it is an issue of respect. It is an issue of consideration.
Big time.
Know? And what you're looking for is balance.
Mm.
You want balance. So, I can understand wiring her that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? When you got a female that's doing what she's supposed to do and is on some real deep consideration, you're supposed to look out for.
Right.
That's in the 48 laws of power. Despise the free lunch.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But again, people have gotten so twisted in this concept of pimping and all of this shit to the point where you lose touch of the basic fundamentals of what it is to be human.
Exactly. Mm.
You can't have shit stacked in your favor all the time.
Mm.
It's a zero-sum game. Sometimes you gotta win, sometimes you're gonna lose.
Mm.
It's what it is.
It's what
but
it is.
You want balance at the end of the day.
Yeah. Shit, a lot of intellectual dishonesty, man, you know, from the females and from the so-called players out there, man. I get so tired of trying to explain the nuances of the game to these niggas, man. You know?
Well, because they actually believe. And to those dudes that can do that, you know, God bless you.
Right.
That they just so smooth with the tongue.
Right.
That your game is so elevated. You see what I'm saying? That
right.
At some point, you know, and somebody will listen to this. I know someone is listening. Someone will listen to this and say, well, that's a rationalization for tricking. No, it's not. No, it's not. Let's deal with hardcore reality here. I don't care how smooth your mouthpiece is.
Mm.
if a pimp digs in his pocket to fix up his hole, Playboy, you gonna dig in your pocket.
Right.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You gonna for one aspect or another, at some point you gonna dig in your pocket. There's no way around. You cannot tell me you're not gonna dig in your pocket.
Somehow, some way, you coming out the pocket, nigga.
Yeah. And some people say, well, it's the intention. Your intention is to fuck. And if you say anything else, you're lying.
Shit. Why else would a dude be fucking with a broad in the first place? Because you want to fuck.
Yeah.
Quit playing.
To say, well, you know, you don't have to dig in the pocket and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, right. Right, dude. You're going to dig in your pocket, dude. You gonna dig in your pocket, dude, one way or another. I don't care what you say, dude. You gonna dig in your pocket. Period. You're gonna dig in your pocket. Period. I mean, you're gonna do it.
Fuck.
You're
not gonna fuck with no female for a sustained period of time and not dig in your pocket.
Shit.
You're just not gonna do it. Even if you buy the dick from King, buy the material from kid, you're gonna dig in your pocket. No.
Hello?
So, yeah.
Yeah, you was breaking up.
Oh, okay. I was saying that you're going to dig in your pockets, even if you buy her kids some King Vita material.
Yeah.
You're going to dig in your pockets.
Yeah, I was just talking to you a while ago about how when I was in a relationship. Matter of fact, when I'm in a relationship, a real bona fide relationship with any female, I'm more broke fucking with a real relationship than I am so-called doing this trick and shit. Shit. I'm like, damn, it costs to be in a relationship, goddammit.
Yeah,
it costs. You know, you got to take care of your broad shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't see where...
that.
Yeah. Fuck, I don't know what niggas talking about.
That's even if you find... And here's the thing. Some people say, well, you know, that's because you fuck with them chicken heads. You know, you for them chicken heads need. You go find you a female that's working and see, hey, she gonna look at your finances.
Mm-hmm.
And see, don't she want some of those trips over there in those foreign places.
Mm.
You give her a $10 watch out of the dollar store for Christmas and see how twisted up her face is. She gonna look like she bit a brick.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So, yeah. I mean... Even if you're in a relationship, anytime, even if you're in a marriage, let's say that, it's the most expensive.
Right.
The court has structured the system for it to be expensive towards the male.
Mm-hmm.
That's why child support is the way it is, which the concept that went into child support was an inherently racist. But it's structured towards the female.
Right.
Alimony. Structure towards the female. Why? Because they don't think that if you have taken care of a woman for so long, why you should get off the hook, even if you don't want to be with her anymore.
Damn.
So you paying for the pussy even though you living in another home.
That's fucked up, man.
The court system recognizes that.
Shit. Y'all motherfuckers better peep this game, man.
The court system recognizes that you don't get away.
Oh, shit.
And they think, well, if she's working, they don't give a fuck. They gonna make you pay before they will.
Mm-hmm.
That's what child support and its arrearages and that's what all that shit's about. They want to keep you out of the so-called taxpayer's pocket. Now, the question is that a heavy burden on the taxpayer? Well, that's another discussion. That's for another day.
Right.
But the driving impetus behind that is that, look, nigga, you got to pay.
Mm.
You been supporting this boss? Oh, no, nigga. Oh, you got you a new bitch? Oh, no, nigga. You gotta pay for this boss. She ain't got no job and her income is going. She got to get food. Oh, hell no, nigga. Food? Oh, nigga, you paying.
I
don't give a fuck about you in another house with another broad with another family.
Shit. Damn.
You got to pay. That's how it is.
Shit.
So, for someone to think that they get out of this shit without... It's absolutely ridiculous. They're not accepting reality.
Man.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, man.
That's not how it works. You can talk all this great material shit you want to, but at the end of the day, you got to live in the real world.
And you coming out of the theory, pocket, nigga. You coming
theory
out.
Is wonderful.
Yeah.
Theory is wonderful. But practicality is supreme.
Mm.
So, you know, you don't get out without paying. We can argue and we could say, well, it's wrong. Of course it's wrong. Okay?
Okay.
But unless you prepare to spend the next 20 to 40 years in the Supreme Court trying to get them to change it, which is not going to happen.
Right.
You're going to pay. So the moral of the story is you never get out without paying. You don't. Mm.
The question is, are you going to just skip and bypass all the bullshit while you pay? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the question. Are you going to skip the bullshit? Now, the thing is that if you have to deal with that, then you're better off going for it. It's just like anything else. If you got to deal with that bullshit, or let me look at it in economic terms. If the cost of dealing with you exceeds the cost of me paying, if I have to deal with all this other bullshit like the Hydra and like PCD, it's not worth it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? There should be a balance here. And that's the only thing we're saying, there should be a balance. You know? And balance is going to be a problem. And I hear a lot of people say, I've heard a lot of people say, well, that's because you're dealing with chicken heads. That's the criticism that they've leveled towards you.
Okay.
Oh, that's because you're dealing with chicken heads. No, that's anyone at home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who it is. That's across the spectrum.
Shit.
Money is the universal indicator.
Shit.
Charlie Chan. You remember the fictional character Charlie Chan said, when money talks, very few people are deaf.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I don't care what type of female you get. You can get you a hood rat chicken head, or you can get you a woman. That woman is looking at what do you bring? Will you give some type of assistance into providing the type of lifestyle that she wants to live?
Right.
We back to that issue of self-interest. Even if you're picking a woman that's got some shit on her, she looking at, a lot of times, can you enhance? A lot of them are on that shit. Can you enhance what they bring to the table? And that's not to say that some of them don't get bombed. They do. But for the most part, the women who I'm familiar with that have shit on the ball, even if they are doing mid-level entry jobs, you know, like they have these clerk jobs and shit like that, they're looking at you and they're evaluating you like, okay, I make 42. How much you make? Well, if I make 42 and you make 50, okay, that puts us at this income. That's how they're looking at this shit. It's a business transaction.
Right. So
if I look at it as a business transaction and I want to cut out the bullshit and increase the most, you know, for my, then, you know, I become a trick.
Right.
That's what I don't get.
Shit.
That's what I don't understand.
Nah, we don't understand it. Shit, because we looking at it, man, like I said, we've removed the bullshit from it, man. And we not looking at it in an intellectually dishonest mode. But like I said, a lot of these niggas out here have sipped the Kool-Aid, and they don't see the big fucking picture, man. Like, I guess you can only really see it, like, if you's an old school cat and you've been around a while and you got a lot of experience under your belt and you just kind of like, man, this whole thing is just, especially with how you just breaking down the court system and how this whole thing is set up on some pimp hoe shit, man.
It is. That's all it is. It is nothing more elegant. It fits into three areas: extortion, prostitution. Extortion, prostitution, and uncut gangsterism.
Right.
Conscious fraud. I call it that. That's what it is. I mean, that's what it is. It just has the trappings of legitimacy.
Right.
But it's 100% fraud. But that's the system that you live on. And I don't care where it is. I don't care where it is. I don't care what governmental system that you function under. This same rationale underlies. You see? So,
shit, even in the old days, you had to pay a dowry to marry a female, you know?
You had to, yep. You damn sure did.
You got to
give some. That's why, legal FYI, the states just recently, in the last 10 to 15 years, came
came up, even though they found a way to get around it. The states are now attempting to recognize women as independent. So they have, every state has on its books these married women statutes that allow women to assume responsibilities for their own death and to claim their own revenue or funds from a marriage. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because that abolished the dowry system that was in place.
Damn.
You see what I'm saying? So that concept, even though they have those statutes on the books, that doesn't exclude alimony.
Man.
That don't exclude alimony. Even though they're looking at her as independent, that don't exclude alimony.
Still got to pay.
You still got to pay. If you with that woman a certain amount of time, and I'll tell you, I have, for personal knowledge, I have a relative. He left his wife 3 times.
Damn.
Well, he, you know, left her, separated, got back together, but he divorced her. He divorced her.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't been with that woman in 20 years. He's still paying.
Damn.
20 years. He's still paying.
And that's through a legitimate relationship. You know what I'm saying?
That's a marriage.
Yeah, but motherfuckers like me and you, you know, hit a bra with $40, we supposed to be stupid, right?
Yeah, we're dumb.
hit him with 40, send him home, and you done, nigga. It's
a wrap. Let me give you some numbers, man. $100,000 a year.
Okay.
This nigga lives in squalor.
Damn. Shit.
Now, you can cast aspersions and talk about his game and you can say all that shit. I don't give a fuck who you are. Mm. I don't give a fuck who you are. Nas proved that.
Because
all the system sees is when they look at, they say, oh no, you're not going on welfare. Your husband made how much? Oh, hell no. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And what they're slowly doing, if you're paying attention here, if people are paying attention, we're dealing with this whole concept of debt. The thing that they're not dealing with, they're going to start sending niggas to prison for child support. It's non-violent crimes.
Right.
Child support and alimony.
Debt or prison?
Yeah.
Mm.
They're going to start sweeping niggas back into incarceration for debt.
Mm.
Specifically as it relates to family structures and relationships.
Mm.
So you go, the point is, the moral of the story is, you're going to pay.
You go pay, nigga. There's no escape, nigga.
There's no escape. You're gonna pay. And again, this is, I know somebody's gonna say, oh, this is a rationalization. It's not a rationalization, McKay.
It is what it is. It's the real.
It is what it is.
Shit.
You mean to tell me whatever broad you with, you ain't spending no money? Well, the intent is different and we're together. Look, dude. You gonna tell me if that woman stopped cooperating, or she stopped doing what you wanted to do, you still gonna spend bread on it? No, you gonna stop it. Because you're not extracting a benefit.
Man.
Realistically. Don't give me this super cool shit. I know better.
Oh, shit. This is too...
I mean, let's belt away all that slick talk. And let's get down to brass tacks.
It's too heavy, man. Motherfuckers don't want to deal with that shit, man. Shit. Yeah, the minute she stopped cooperating, you know, and that's exactly why the courts
are
so...
And that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying, the same shit.
Uh-huh.
The minute you stop cooperating, you cut off the goods and services.
Hmm.
But why is it when we say it, you know, it becomes, oh, you know, we got to be known as them fat trick niggas.
I guess because we wasn't in love, or we didn't...
I guess, well, you know, again,
no.
the whole socialization process,
right.
Our whole thought process is based around you don't get anything for free.
Right.
And if we buy into that rationale, which we do, all of us are tricks in some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to use that definition.
Mm.
Adam Smith said when he created the wealth of nations. He said it wasn't, you know, the kindness of the butcher, or of the laborer. I'm paraphrasing now. They're doing it for their self-interest.
Right. Mm.
Your economic system runs off of your self-interest. Your political system runs off your self-interest. So do you think a person's sexuality is going to be any different?
No. Can't say that it will. Shit, man. Oh, wow. I think it's just too heavy, man. I don't think cats is really going to comprehend this shit. I think they're going to have to live a little bit longer and see a whole bunch more radical ass shit, especially like you was talking about in the court system, man, because I done seen niggas get totally ass raped. And, wow. You going to pay, nigga. Somehow, some way, you go.
And that is imbalanced as hell. What we're suggesting is balance.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're suggesting. Just balance.
Just balance.
You don't get out. You don't get out without paying anything, man. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is you're doing. I don't care what it is you're doing. Even if you're promoting yourself.
Mm.
And an old man said it to me best when he said, look, kid. Even if you run your own show, you may not answer to a boss anymore,
mm-hmm.
but those people that are your clients, in effect, they become your boss because without them, you don't exist.
Right.
You have to cater to them.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I said this whole concept of, you know, when we say, look, in exchange for the goods and services we render, we expect some type of consideration because it's about balance.
Mm. Shit.
And I don't see that as any different than life. So if you're dealing with a Hydra, you're dealing with a DCD, and they make the cost of that inexorbitant?
Mm.
Or exorbitant, I think. I think the word is exorbitant. If they make that too expensive, in other words.
Right.
You got to go.
Oh, man. Intellectual.
A female that comes in that's agreeable.
Right.
And reaches, and the relationship reaches a state of equilibrium, we can keep rolling.
Mm.
Now, I may not want to, fuck with you long term because I don't know what the consequences of that is.
Right.
I don't know what the consequences of that is. No, because you can spot certain behavior patterns in people in your day, right?
Oh, you're breaking up. Say what?
I said you can spot behavior patterns in people initially.
Right.
But until you're around that person, you don't know how expensive they are.
Sure don't.
You don't.
Mm-mm.
Until you have them under your goddamn roof 24/7. I'll give you an example of that. Girl I'm dating, come here. When she comes here, I have my own spot. She come over here and chill or whatever. Okay? Now, we've maybe gone to dinner or whatever, gone to lunch or whatever. She come here get hungry.
Right.
See what I'm saying? And it's 11 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night, you know. So now, I have to feed her. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I have to feed her, so I got to spend money to feed her. I got to entertain her.
Mm-hmm.
Conversation is wonderful. Conversation is wonderful. And it may intrigue a female. It may intrigue her, but you got to show them something more than conversation. I don't care what anybody says.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that you necessarily dig in your pocket. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Now, you got some niggas that get over like that, and they fuck with those niggas for a minute, but they'll always find somebody else to fuck around with on the side.
Right.
Because that shit gets old.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the females in Mac City. Every one of them got niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them.
Every one of them.
Fuck by advertising that nigga on her page.
But they always come back to daddy.
Always.
Shit. Man, motherfuckers ain't ready for this shit, man. You know, I get tired of, huh?
Yeah, the thing is everybody, they don't want to accept reality.
Right.
And I can't talk to people that won't accept reality.
Mm.
You have some people that they're on this shit. They just want to be contrary, for contrarians, but they simply refuse.
Right.
To accept it is a mathematical truth. Accept it. That 2 and 2 is 4. Mm. But you'll always find a motherfucker that said, "Well, if you put them together, don't add them, it's 22."
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't talk to that type of motherfucker. You can't even have a conversation with that type of dude.
Right.
Mm.
Breaking up.
Okay, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
I said you can't even have a conversation with that type of dude because he's delusional.
Mm.
You know, so the stuff that you say is radical to them because what they're in essence telling you is that the only thing we're doing is we're rationalizing tricking.
Right.
We're trying to make tricking cool.
And reality don't give a fuck if it's cool or not. Shit, like I said, it just is what it is, nigga. Shit, it's just reality of the situation. Like you were just talking about all the females that, you know, that fucks with me, right? And since 2003 2004, and it's now 2011, and they still fucking with me, you feel me?
7 years, nearly a decade.
And then we see all these niggas that they've been fucking with fall by the wayside. I done seen females have 3-4 different baby daddies, 3-4 different niggas, and they all motherfucking in the wind, but I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know, man. It's kind of hard for me to explain, you know, me in the game and shit. And it ain't all about the goddamn money, because I have like real bona fide friendships with a lot of them and shit. But I'm still here, and I'm still getting what the fuck I want, and I'm still happy, and they still coming around, they still fucking with me, they happy, but for some reason, they still coming around, fucking with me, even though they have, uh-oh, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on. Shit, I done ran out of space on this motherfucker, damn. Okay. Well, we're going to have to close this motherfucker out then, because I done ran out of space on my recorder. Shit. Ooh-wee. All right, well, shit, that's it, man. We're going to have to do part two. Hell yeah, because we still got a lot of shit to spit on this motherfucker. So, hold on. Let me just turn it off. Shit. Stop.
It's the good, the bad, the young, the mild. The good, the bad, the young.
Il était vraisemblable que tous les faux semblants de la farce humanitaire aboutiraient au néant. C'est une boule à facettes, comme dans les discothèques. Ça reflète à la lumière et sans elle, du vent. J'aime les images fortes car je suis comme toi. Le poids des mots et le choc des photos.
Hey yo, it's time to get up. Time to change the world cause I'm fed up. We're gonna expose the wrong that's been going on. There's people dying in the streets still. In every city, lots of kids they be ill. I live in Brooklyn, got boys all over. Been around the world and you know that I know the good. The bad, the young, the mild. The good, the bad, the young, le mal. So keep it out.
L'homme qui prend le microphone se nomme Solar. Maître de la rime urbaine accompagné de comparses de gangstars. À Paris, en France, comme dans la Rome antique. Imite le maître, mate le mythe comme Spartacus. Limite le mec qui millimètre après millimètre. Jette l'intellect à des kilomètres. It's your town, guru.
Crazy madness, it's all I see out my window. It doesn't matter who's the president, yo. I hate to tell ya, but slavery is still in effect. Haven't you checked? Us black folks, we ain't free yet. I make a bet, if we don't let the truth out, evil will win without a doubt. And it's the good, the bad.
Le bien, le mal.
The good, the bad.
Le bien, le mal.
So
long. C'est le monde des affaires, OPA sur la misère. Le réel menace, tralalala l'air. L'air de rien, je doute de l'existence des dieux. De l'existence du mieux, dans un lieu plus pieux. Alors je prends de l'avance, en prenant du recul. Car prendre du recul, c'est prendre de l'élan.
I come in peace, but suckers always trying to front. So I gotta let them know, gotta let them know. This ain't no game punk, cause you could wind up dead. With bullets to the head from the posse's leg. I'm like your mentor, and this is for your benefit. So kill the noise, cause the rude boys ain't having it.
It's the good,
le bien, le mal.
Le bien,
le mal.
En prophète de la fête, je suis contre ceux qui fêtent la défaite de la fête. Alors faites attention, cette recette intercepte de la guêpe, trouble fête et le son domine la situation. Le bien et le mal, situation critique. Problème politique et technique, ok man, tout s'explique.
Yeah, my man MC Solar in the house. I'm known as the goon, you know that. Got the whole posse, Jimmy James, Mikey Mush Mush, Loosen, Blackjack, Black, Terry, Ramses, Sunni MC, Seek, Menelec, Bambi Cruz, Planet Mars, Strike, Regis, Boom Bass, Zidane, Democrat D, and the whole entire crew. You know what I'm saying? Taking no shorts in 93. It's the good and the bad, and I'm out.
You ain't no pimp. You're a rest haven for hoes.